Pick a weight, pick a size, pick an energy level, pick a body fat percentage, and stay that way for the rest of your life. It seems a little unusual because there are so many people who yo-yo diet and yo-yo weight. So they're lean and then a little bit chubby, and they're a certain weight, they lose weight, gain weight. They've got fat clothes in their cupboard and skinny clothes in their cupboard. And there's a big argument about what days you should exercise, how many days a week you should exercise, what days of the week you should eat healthy, whether or not you should have a cheat day, and what weight should you be? Is there a certain body fat percentage that you should have for the rest of your life? And there's a lot of argument about what that should be. Well, how about this great question? What do you want to look like? How do you want to feel? What size do you want to be? And how much energy do you want to have for the rest of your life? And then what if you decided to live your life that way? So there was no diet days, there was no cheat days, there was no healthy eating plan, there was no exercise plan that you lost weight and then you could stop doing that exercise plan. What if there was just an eating and exercise plan or eating and activity plan that you did every day for the rest of your life so that you could maintain a healthy weight, a healthy size, healthy energy level, a great immune system, and feel really good about yourself every single day, particularly at a time when people are talking about, well, it's school holidays or it's Christmas time or it's Easter or I'm going on holidays. A lot of people get into great shape to go on holidays and then eat enormous amounts of food or drink enormous amounts of alcohol while they're on holidays and then have to lose weight after they get back from their holiday. Or there's the concept of I'm getting married, so I'm going to lose a whole heap of weight before I get married so I look amazing on the day that I get married. And then for some folks, that was the last time they ever looked amazing because I'm married now, so I'm just going to either put on weight or it doesn't matter too much about whether I've got a healthy eating plan or a regular exercise plan. And I always ask this question about that philosophy. Do you brush your teeth every day, whether you're on holidays, whether it's Christmas Day, whether it's your birthday, whether you're on holidays? Do you have a shower? Do you eat food? Because we all eat food on a daily basis. So if you're going to choose to eat food, why not choose to eat healthy food or choose to eat food that gives you high performance, helps you maintain a healthy weight, helps you maintain a healthy self-esteem? And that's one of the challenges with losing weight and putting weight back on again and often putting on more weight than you lost, is how you feel about yourself when you're doing that to yourself. A lot of people feel fantastic for the 5 minutes they're on stage for their bodybuilding competition or their bikini competition, and then they blow out and feel terrible 2, 3, 4 weeks later because they're not that same gorgeous lean self that they were for that 5 minutes that they're on stage. What if we could just maintain a healthy, fit, strong, lean body for the rest of our lives? And you'll often hear me say this, yes, it's great to be terrific at 20, but what about fabulous at 40, fantastic at 50, sexy at 60, sensational at 70, awesome at 80, never give up at 90, happy, healthy at 100. And that, I don't believe, is going to come from dieting strictly, dieting to the extreme, dieting as a fanatic, exercising for hours and hours on end. Is it possible that there's going to come a time in your life where you haven't got time to go to the gym 5 days a week, 3 hours a day, or you haven't got time to do 27 exercises, or you haven't got time to run every day for 2 hours or do Ironman or run marathons? Or wouldn't it be great to be able to have an exercise program that you literally could do every single day, the same as brushing your teeth, a healthy eating plan that you were happy to stick to, that you didn't need to have a cheat day, that whether it was holidays or whether it was Christmas Day, you still exercise, you still eat healthy food. There's an interesting thing about, well, I'm not exercising today because it's Christmas. However, on Christmas Day, the day of giving to other people, wouldn't it be really important to give to yourself? Give yourself the special gift of an exercise session, a healthy eating plan, and the healthy headspace of being able to enjoy all the foods that you enjoy every single day, rather than I can eat this because it's my cheat day. At the end of your cheat day, how do you really feel? You've probably eaten more than you wanted to. You've eaten more calories than you think is the right thing to do, or you've eaten too many of the carbohydrates that you think you shouldn't have had, and you end up feeling guilty and bloated and yucky at the end of your cheat day. What if every single day you had a little bit of what you love to eat, and every single day did a little bit of exercise that you love to do, and you maintained a healthy headspace, a healthy body, you had a high energy level, you look great naked, and you maintain that for the rest of your life. If that was possible, and then as a fitness professional, if you could promote that philosophy rather than let's get you into shape for an event, or let's get you lean for a body fat test, or let's get you looking good in a bikini for a photo shoot. What if it was about let's get you into shape, the best shape of your life, and let's stay that way for the rest of your life?